There are more than 200 bridges in Washington that could collapse if a key part fails. They're classified as being fracture critical, just like the I-5 span that plummeted into the Skagit River 2 months ago after it was hit by an oversized load. And out of those vulnerable bridges, at least 3 others have been struck multiple times in the past 5 years. Repeated bridge strikes can potentially cause catastrophic problems. KUOW's Derek Wong reports on the hazards posed by the state's aging infrastructure.
The 3 other fracture-critical bridges in the state that have suffered multiple hits are a Highway 101 bridge over the Hoquiam River, a State Route 4 bridge over the Allocomin River, and the Cummer Bridge on State Route 169. That bridge connects Black Diamond and Enumclaw. Thousands of vehicles drive across it every day. The bridge was built in 1932, and it's not up to today's design standards. For example, the shoulders are small, as I discovered on a recent visit.
This may not be the smartest thing that I've ever done, but I'm going to try and cross it. The shoulder is pretty narrow here. I guess it's about 3 feet. The bridge is a steel under truss structure. There's a, looks like iron or steel railing. It crosses the Green River. And it has some gorgeous views of the valley below.
The bridge is similar to the Skagit River Bridge, only imagine it turned upside down. It's a steel truss bridge, but most of its metal skeleton is below the road deck. And it's the truss construction that makes these bridges susceptible to failure if they're hit by oversized loads or objects. State data indicate that the Cummer Bridge was struck twice in 2008 during repair work. Repeated bridge strikes are a concern for federal safety inspectors, especially on older bridges that are low or narrow by today's standards. That's the case with the Skagit River Bridge, which has also been hit multiple times. Debbie Hirschman is the top official for the National Transportation Safety Board. She said it's hard to know exactly how often the bridge has been hit.
Some of them may or may not be reported. Some may be identified in bridge inspections that take place where they're documented. And so we have got to pull together a lot of different records, both from WashDOT and the State Patrol, to identify a comprehensive list.
State officials record bridge strikes during regular inspections or when a collision is reported, but if no one witnesses a bridge strike or if the collision isn't reported, then the impact may not be known until an inspection. The state does not have a comprehensive way to record every bridge hit. Experts say repeated bridge strikes can be disastrous if they occur in a key spot over and over again.
Multiple times, then you could start to damage its connections, and you could really then have an impact. If it is the same element being hit many, many times, that could cause a fatigue problem.
That's Jeff Berman. He's a steel structures expert and teaches engineering at the University of Washington. I met with him below another fracture-critical bridge, the one over the I-5 Ship Canal. The Ship Canal Bridge hasn't been hit recently, according to state data. Berman says the bottom horizontal steel beams could be one possible vulnerable spot. He says it's hard for experts to know for sure.
But understanding how a failure of that element, whether or not that would cause collapse of the entire bridge, that's actually very complicated and hard to analyze, and even hard for very, very good structural engineers to figure out. It's a lot of guesswork, actually.
Still, Berman also says that it's highly unlikely that a truck can hit a bridge in just the right way to cause a collapse. He says the bigger threats to bridges are earthquakes, corrosion, and also public policy, or lack of it.
We do have an infrastructure problem in the U.S. It's a maintenance and repair issue. It's the fact that in cities like Seattle, the population has grown and the infrastructure has not.
And the notion of expanding the state's infrastructure is not getting much help from state lawmakers. This past session, the state Senate balked at legislation that included money for new highways, bridges, and new support for transit. Berman says that decision saddened him and says more should be done for infrastructure.
We definitely see its importance when it fails, but we often fail to realize its importance when we're using it and it's operating well.
WashDOT does routine bridge inspections about every 2 years, but it relies on the public to learn about potential problems. I'm Derek Wong, KUOW News.